The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
To all of you tonight, I want to thank all of you for joining Jan and Marcia and I as we pay tribute to the First Lady of OPTAVIA and our friend and partner, Laurie Anderson, whom we lost last week. Laurie was a friend to so many and loved us all. As hard as tonight is for us, and as difficult as it is to imagine this world without Laurie, we believe she would want us to move forward and continue. So it is with all the love in our hearts and with the greatest of respect that we are here tonight to carry on her mission. Laurie was born in 1960 in Dayton, Ohio, to Dr. Thomas Hetzel and his wife, Marilyn. She died May 3rd, 2018, peacefully in her sleep. She is survived by her husband and love of her life, Dr. Wayne Anderson, her daughters, Savannah and Erica, her mother, her stepmother, her mother-in-law, her sisters, her brother, and her nieces and nephew. She's also survived by her dogs, Rudder, Finley, and Scooby. Laurie attended Riverwood High School in Atlanta and Auburn University, where she was a member of Chi Omega sorority, and attended medical school at the College of Charleston. A nurse and ethicist by profession, she loved helping people from a very young age. In addition to caring for people, animals and their well-being were part of her selfless demeanor. She and her husband, Wayne, shared many sports and adventures and started a business, OPTAVIA, that strives to help people reach healthier, happier lives. She was a shining light for so many. And in lieu of flowers, donations to the Anne Andrel County SPCA were asked for in her memory. I had the privilege, I had the privilege and honor of hosting these support calls with Laurie for the past 8 years. Laurie guided our nurse team, but she also loved working with us as we offered our service to all of you. Tonight, we will share memories and stories of our love for Laurie. We would love to have you share your memories also. But first, I will ask everyone to take 30 seconds of this call tonight to be silent and to reflect on Laurie's life and her loves, Dr. A, her girls, her siblings, her mom, and the rest of her family. Thank you. Now, I'd like to begin with a memory. I shared this with Jan and Marcia. This was from quite a few years ago. You know, nothing could stop Laurie from being there for all of us and from her being in service to all of us. It was a Monday night when our calls were on Mondays, and she was hosting the weekly nurses support call. And she did this on her cell phone from her car. She had her daughters with her, And in the middle of the call, she excused herself for a second to place a food order. And then she apologized to everybody on the call, and she told us she was running her girls from one place to another, and she needed to feed them. Well, I mean, I remember giggling, and, you know, I remember thinking, if Laurie can do all that she does and still be that amazing mom and wife, then it was time for me to stop with my excuses. So it was just in the funniest times, the inspiration just kind of poured out of her. So Jan and Marcia, I would love to hear from both of you, and you can open up with some memories that you have of our precious lady.
Marcia, do you want to go ahead?
Sure. You know, this is, I just, when I think of Laurie, I just want to smile. The first time I remember meeting her actually was at my very first convention. I think it was 2010, and I was a brand new coach, and I was walking upstairs with two bags full of things that I had bought, and she looked at me and she said, "You're really getting in your steps, and you're getting in you're doing your neat steps." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's right." She always pointed out the positive. And then when I saw her at an event, I went up to her and I said, "If you ever need help on the nurse support call, I would love to be of service." And she said, "Well, we really don't need anybody right now, but give me your card." And then, one day I came home from running around, and my son said, "I think you're in trouble because there's a call from Dr. Wayne Anderson. Maybe you're in trouble. You better call them back." And it was Laurie calling me to invite me on the call. So she's been such a wonderful person. I've never seen her say anything bad about anybody. I've seen her get real with people in an honest, loving way. And she was always, Frida said it, she was always open to our suggestions for doing things. And that's what made working together as a team so much fun. And I will miss her dearly. I will miss her dearly. She is a very special person, and I still feel her all around me.
Oh, that's so true. So true. I feel the same way, Marcia. Thank you for sharing. That was awesome. I just think, you know, as we think about Lori and the history with Dr. A's vision and what they did together, you know, leaving their practices, they were both very successful, but they wanted more. And they picked up their little girls and they left their positions and they headed out to the West Coast and started to share help with people. And she had to have so much courage to do that, but she trusted in Dr. A and she went alongside him. And I can just see her. I've heard them tell stories about how she started coaching. She coached all the clients at first. She coached them all. And she had these two little girls. I can just see her with her headset on, trying to do this right by Dr. A's side every step of the way. So excited that she packed so much into the time she had in this life. She got to see Take Shape for Life grow and expand into Optavia. She got to see the announcement for the international global expansion. And she was there for those girls and just enjoyed every minute of watching them grow and develop. And she's been, you know, at the trainings, she's always so spot on. She's always there to help us learn and grow as we developed into health coaches to serve and help people create optimal health. I first met Laurie in July of 2011, and I was a newer coach, and I went to Orlando, Florida, and I just thought she just lit up the room when she came in, and I thought, I really want to get to know her. So I found her in the hall, and that's just how Optavia is. You know, anyone everyone talks to everyone. You know, you never feel like someone is better or not approachable. Lori was always so willing to, you know, stop and talk to you, look you in the eye, and she was always interested, and she was just so kind, always. And I mentioned to her that I was a nurse, and I said that I would love to help out sometime with the nurse calls, and she said, yeah, well, like you, Marcia. She said, oh, I don't think we have any need right now, but, you know, maybe later. And so later, when I had been a little more seasoned with coaching, I met her again in 2013. And then I talked to her, and she said, you know, I think we do. She said, talk to Frida. See if she can help you. So I got to talk to Frida, and the rest is history. So I've been on these calls with these lovelies for the last 5 years, and it has been such a joy. You know, Lori, she just would crack me up, some of the fun things that went on, like when she was driving through with her girls at the fast food place. That was so fun. But the thing was, she never pretended to know something. If she didn't know something, she would just simply say, you know, I don't know the answer to that question. And then she'd say, hey, are any of the other nurses on? Do you guys know the answer? And I just always was so impressed at how just real she always was, so real. And, you know, I was so blessed to, at one of the trainings that we attended at Sundance, Utah, we were learning about becoming better people, and we were learning about something called living above the line. Many of you know about this. And we got to break off into practice partners and talk to each other and process through some things. And I just saw her there and said, Laura, you want to be my partner? And she said, yeah. So we got there and started talking. It was like the world just sort of melted away. And we got talking about things with our family and our children and how we responded to some of those things. And it was just such an amazing time. And I just felt like we really connected there. And it was just awesome. 3 weeks ago, or 3.5 weeks ago, we got to attend a wonderful health coach training again in Orlando. And she walked past me while I was sitting with my team at lunch, and she just touched my shoulder. And I turned and saw her, and she smiled, and I jumped up and said, oh, I need my hug. We'd seen each other, but we hadn't had a chance to stop and chat. So I just got a hug, and I had the feeling, grab a pic with her. And that was really weird because, you know, I didn't want to take her time, and I usually wouldn't do that, but I just did. I said, let me get a picture with us. And so we got a picture. It was great of her, not so great of me, and I almost deleted it thinking, oh, I'll just get another one. You know, I didn't delete it, and I am so grateful that I have it. She has changed all of our lives for the better, and I love her for it. And I will miss her very much. But in her honor, I will, like Frida said, I will continue to move this mission forward that she believed in, connecting and loving people and serving them to create optimal health in all areas of their life. And I believe she'll help us from heaven to spread this mission to the world. So with that, I think it's time we can open up the lines. If you would like to share a thought or a memory about Lori, just please *6 your phone. Come off and share your thought, and then just *6 again so we can keep the lines clear. So go ahead.
Can I talk?
Yeah,
sure.
Go for it.
Hi, this is Janet Blum calling from New Jersey, and I just wanted to share a memory that I have of Lori. It was about a year after I started coaching, and I was in Annapolis one May weekend with my husband, and we knew that Dr. A and Lori lived in Annapolis. So my husband says, oh, let's see where they live. And we kind of Google mapped it, and we saw it. And my husband goes, let's go see their house. You know, it was still like we were kind of new and Google-eyed. And I said, oh, okay. And we drove past the house. That's their house. He goes, let's ring the doorbell and say hello. And I said, no, we can't do that. Oh, and he goes, come on, you're a coach. We can do that. We can say hello. And I was kind of a little bit mortified. I just thought this was so nervy. So he goes, well, I'm going. And he got out of the car and starts walking up the driveway, So I kind of was following behind him sheepishly, and we saw a garbage bag out in the front of the front by the front door with Medifast wrappers in it. He says, "Oh, good. At least they eat the food." He says, I think we're in the right place." And he rings the doorbell, and I'm just like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're doing this." And somebody answered the door, and we saw portraits of the family right on the wall by the door. And he says, "Oh, hi, we're coaches." He wasn't even a coach. "We're coaches, and we just wanted to stop by and say hello to Dr. Ed and Lori." And she says, "Oh, that's so nice." She says, "But they're in meetings with corporate right now. I really can't interrupt." So like, "Oh, okay." And he goes, "Oh, well, tell them we said hi." And we started walking away. And all of a sudden, Lori pops out of the front door and comes running after us. Hold on. "Hi." And he says, "Oh, we were in the area and we thought we'd stop by and say hello." And she says, "Oh, I would love to invite you in, but corporate is here and we're actually planning for convention. What type of workshops would you guys like to see there?" And she stood and talked to us on the driveway for at least 20 minutes and apologized again for not being able to invite us in and hugged us goodbye and thanked us profusely for stopping by.
Oh,
that is
so awesome.
That's Lori.
Yep.
Thank you, Janet. That's a lovely story. Thank you. I'll always remember that.
That's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Who else would like to share?
Hey, Jan, this is Cliff Hochberg.
Hey. Glad you could be here.
Yeah. You know, I have a story, and some of you guys have heard it. Lori was doing a bunch of three-way coach exploration calls with me, and I had a pretty good high-level candidate that was interested in, and she and Dr. A were going to be on their ski vacation in And she goes, no, it's not a problem. She goes, you know, we'll hit the slopes like 8:30 in the morning. So, you know, with the time difference, you know, we could do something, you know, before we hit the slopes, that'd be fine. And so we go set up the Zoom, and the background was this beautiful stone, just gorgeous stone wall. And it was a little echoey. And then I realized that Lori was doing, she was doing the Zoom from the bathroom, and rather than saying no, you know, I can't do that for you, you know, she did it, you know, she just said no, she made herself available, you know, it was never discussed. I mean, we discussed it after the fact, obviously, and it was an incredible Zoom, and you know, and I learned such a lesson about being available, and you know. Who does that? This is the, you know, first lady of Optavia, and you know, she's figuring out a way to make it happen and do that Zoom from the bathroom, and I'll just never ever forget that.
That's Lori.
That is.
Lori and I would giggle about the when we were doing Zooms that, you know, all you had to do was put on a string of pearls. You could sit in your pajamas. It would be okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, speaking of that same week, I did another one with her. This time she was on the, you know, sitting on the couch, and Dr. A comes by, you know, and sometimes he'll, like, you know, look in the corner and say hi. And well, he was in his bathrobe. The white hotel bathrobe, and he was, you know, no pride. It's like, "Hey guys, you know, nice to meet you." And this is who our leadership is all about. You know, pure, authentic.
It is.
You know,
it's real. It's real, and it's really amazing. And you know, I remember, this is Brita again. I remember one time. This was quite a few while back, which, you know, when I'm listening to Jan and Marcia say, yeah, she said, no, I think we're fine right now. You know, Lori and I did the calls together for quite a while. It was just the two of us and somebody from Nutrition Support. And one night I got on, so we'd always get on with each other, or we tried to, and I was on the phone, and I kept waiting for the call to start. And finally, you know, I said, "Lori, are you there?" And I didn't get an answer. So I went ahead and, you know, opened the call, and I started texting Lori. And After the call was finished, probably about half an hour after, I got a text back from Laurie saying, "Oh my gosh, just got off the plane, forgot all about it. Thank you." And it was like, of course, but that's, it was real. And she, it was such an honor for me that I was able to help her and I had her back. And I remember just the gratitude of being able just to do that little tiny part for her and thinking, my gosh, how can she do this week after week after week with everything she has going on? But she did. And she was such an inspiration, you know, because she just, if she could do it, I could do it. Or I could at least try as hard as I could. And that's what I think was real about Laurie and Dr. A, is that they don't ask you to do anything they haven't done themselves. I did want to just mention, too, guys, if anybody got on to ask a question tonight, we are here. And we would be happy to answer your questions, too. So don't feel that you can't ask a question because we're all sharing memories. I think it would be perfect. So anybody else out there want to share?
Hey, guys, this is Sherry Marks calling. How are you doing?
Hey,
hi.
Sherry. Hi,
Sherry. So, you know, number one, you know, like every convention, you know, that I would bring a new coach, I would always run over and find Laurie, of course, Dr. A, but I would always run over and bring a new coach to Laurie to meet them or a new client. And it was always like with such a big smile and a hug and just, you know, like everybody's saying how like she made you feel like you're the only one in the world. And everybody always, always, you know, talked about how this special, you know, person that she was. For me personally, I mean, you guys know that, you know, like how we've been, we do our yearly Passover support call. But, you know, the one thing that you may not know is that way, way back when we did the first one, she's the one who actually approached me to do it, because maybe people are asking her questions or she just said, hey, it'd be a really good idea. You know, she reached out to me if we did something like this. And I was so nervous and national support call. Oh, my gosh, how could I do that? You know, what would me, like little, you know, and I'm like, how? And she really encouraged me. And I think she, like, you know, did, like, the interview style so I wouldn't be so nervous. And, you know, really encouraged and supported me. And, you know, obviously, you know, we've been doing it ever since. But I just remember that first year, I think I was, like, in a hotel in San Diego here, and it was 5 o'clock here, and it was 8 o'clock New York time. And, you know, we totally didn't even think about it because, like, when you're doing a support call the night before Thanksgiving or any other time, it's, like, no big deal. But here, we didn't really even – think about it ahead of time because people were already doing Passover on the East Coast. So, like, nobody was really even on the call. Maybe some West Coast people or whatever. And it was just like, you know, maybe next time we'll do it like a week earlier, you know, or but really, it was just like, you know, just to know that, you know, just to have someone encourage you and support you and, you know, everything that, you know, and all you guys also have been always so supportive and helpful and encouraging. So, just, you know, it's such a, yeah, it's just hard. But, you know, we all have to carry on, like, her mission, you know, like we all said. And it's, you know, I'm always going to be looking for her, you know, a type of thing. And there's so many things that I see, you know, I think I just posted the other day, you know, I saw a sign in the YMCA, get fit fast. I'm like, oh, there's Laurie again. You know, that was her email. Or, you know, there's always a Laurie-ism around here somewhere. I'm always picking up vibes. Like, she's giving us hints, you know, she's around, you know. So that's, you know, what I could take. And, you know, love to Dr. A and the girls, and, you know, so all of us will all be a support and a comfort to each other as we carry on, you know, the mission. So love all you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
And this is Pat Stouty. I'd like to share also. It's just been a joy to work with Laurie, and had the honor a few years ago to be part of, then I was invited by Leo Williams to be part of, they called it TJEC at the time. It was the Executive Chairman's Committee. And we had the honor of serving with, of course, Laurie and Dr. A. And my point is that Laurie served with, always with everyone's best interest at heart. And, you know, she led this beautiful group of nurses. She, you know, was always Dr. A's right-hand man, yet she also served on any committee or anything that, you know, when she could add value. And she didn't just show up to be part of it. She was a huge contributor and always, you know, represented what she felt was best for each and every client. And she just, you know, served with a full well. It's like it, she just runneth over. There was, she always.
Whoop, we lost you, Pat. I think we lost her. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to share with everybody. That's my health coach, guys. and you know,
Frida, can you not hear me?
Now
we can.
Yeah, we lost you just for a minute, Pat.
I'm sorry. Well, just let me make one other point. And like, Laura just served with the hugest heart in any capacity that there was a need. But none was more, I don't think, important to her than this group of ladies. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for serving with her and honoring her tonight. I also had the privilege of attending the services. And believe me, she was beautifully honored. And probably the most beautiful way was when Dr. Joe Pecoraro said, you know, everyone says that, you know, Dr. A is a light to all of us. But the reason is Laurie was always at his side, and her light helped reflect and make his light bigger. And I think there were no words said that were truer. So we will carry her mission on. And I just want to thank the ladies on this call for this call tonight.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you. That is just, it makes my heart feel so warm.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how many people are aware of this, but when Dr. A and the crazy Marine, Brad, Brad McDonald, started all of this, there was an agreement between Dr. A and Brad that Brad's concern was in allowing normal, non-medical people to promote this program. He was concerned that there was a medical issue that might be missed or whatever. Their agreement was that Laurie would evaluate every single client. They had to be evaluated by a medical person. So Laurie said she would do it. So it didn't matter who the client belonged to. The first call was with Laurie. And, you know, when we say she was that original health coach, that's why. She, and I think, and maybe Nancy Pettit or Jane, if y'all are on the phone, Jane Anderson, you could share. I think it was like for at least the first year. Maybe it wasn't quite that long. But can you imagine? Anyone who wanted to do the program had to go through Laurie. So that's just something else I wanted to share. Thank you. Anybody else out there?
Hi, ladies. This is Linda Bruno in Arizona. And hey, Jan.
Linda.
Hey, sweetie. I just wanted to share real quick my story with Laurie. I started on program about 3 years ago, and one of my very first nurse call that I listened to was with Laurie. And, you know, I want to say Dr. Caesar was on it, but I guess it would have been separate calls because back then they were separate. But anyway, you know, at the end, her email address was always the one given for contact, you know, for future email and future questions. And I thought of something afterwards that I wanted to ask her. And so I sent her an email having no clue who she was. I was brand new. I didn't know who Laurie Anderson was other than one of you. And, you know, she and I corresponded for the longest time about my fibromyalgia, and she and I both had similar back issues that we were struggling with. And, you know, just as sweet as can be. And it was probably a good year later than one day it hit me. Oh, my gosh, that's Laurie Anderson. Laurie Anderson is Laurie Anderson. I had no idea, but my point is that she never pointed it out. She was no better than anybody else, you know? She was so humble and sweet and kind and loving, and And I feel like an idiot, but and then I got to meet her last year at convention, which I went to for my first time. I was a client, and she remembered me, just like you did, Jan. You were so sweet way back then. And she saw me. I got to go see her. She and Dr. A were at the elevator talking, and some of us went over there to say hi, and she saw my name, I guess, around my neck, and she looked at me. She goes, "Oh, my gosh, Linda, you made it," because we weren't sure I could with my health and whatnot, and if I could travel. She's like, "Oh, you made it." Got a big hug. I mean, I was so important to her in that moment, and it meant the world to me. And then a little bit later, I can't remember if it was later that night or the next day, saw her and my back was killing me. I was having a hard time walking. She goes, "Oh, Linda, I never travel without my heating pad. It's up in my room. Do you want me to go get it for you?" You know, I was like,
there you go.
Seriously? She thought about only me in that moment, and could she help? How could she help me with her own problems? You know, I'm so sad though, because, you know, Jan, you talking about that photo that you got of her when Sue and I were, and some others of us were at that elevator, and I was talking to she and Dr. A and kind of laughing about the name, not realizing who it was originally. And people were taking photos of us for me so I could keep them. And I never ended. I got one of me, but the back of her head, you know, and I just so wished I could have the one that's out there somewhere with her face, but I don't care. I'll treasure the one with the back of her head.
Maybe somebody will have it, Linda.
Maybe somebody's listening, and they can send it to you, Linda.
That would be so cool.
That's so awesome.
That would be so cool. In fact, I think Amber and Jared were right there, too, come to think of it. But I don't think they could have been them. I don't know. Might have been Lori's phone.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's okay, though. I have it in my memory. And I just wanted
to. In your heart. Yep.
In my heart.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Linda, for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, I do have 7:31. I want to thank everyone who came on this call tonight, because, you know, Jan and Marcia and I were just struggling with this, and we knew we had to do it, and there was no way we were not going to do it. And thank you, because you give us strength and you give us support, and we will live like Lori. So in closing, Dan, do you have anything you'd like to share to close?
No, I just feel the same. I feel like we're going to carry this call forward. We're going to keep it going in her honor. We're just going to continue to live like Lori and share and keep serving others. And I'm just so thankful for you, Frida and Marcia, for all of you that support this call, and I hope that it will pick up speed and more people can hop on and we can just honor her memory through serving others.
That's right.
This is
so, guys,
so beautiful. Thank you so much for doing this tonight. I mean, this was really, really, really beautiful tonight. I had a question, but we could wait till next week, and that was really important and fantastic. So, yes, we were all in this together. So live like Lori.
Join us next week.
Yeah.
So,
bye.
Guys, I want to make sure everyone knows that right now you can join the Habits of Health webinar. Janet is going on right now, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Yes. So you get on to www.zoom.us and enter this meeting ID 113312513. Again, that's 113312513. Congratulations, everyone, on finding the time to come here. Thank you for doing this with us to honor Lori. And next week, join us again. The calls are at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and Jan will be on with us next week. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
Good night. Thank you.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.